Good morning. Welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's show, we're going to talk about a couple who is very well known in our community, Gene and Grace Vanderpool. Now, Gene worked for Gulf Oil for many, many years, and Grace, well, she worked at several of the local restaurants in town, was known for her pies. They had four sons. We're going to talk to their youngest, Scotty Vanderpool, about their lives right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things in our county. Well, today we're going to be talking about a couple that were pretty well known in our community. They basically lived on Maple Street. At least that's where I remember them living, across from Nicholasville Elementary. And I knew them through my grandparents and the church and things like that. Their name was Gene Vanderpool. His wife's name was Grace. And with us today is one of their four sons. In fact, the only one I think that's still living. Scott Vanderpool, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you along, and look forward to remembering your mom and dad. I remember them from the time, I guess, I was a little boy, and I'm assuming that, well, I know that the friendship between your parents and my grandparents went longer than that, because my mother, who had no brothers and sisters at all, and in you, there was four of you boys, you know, she's often referred to you all as the brothers that she never had, and I've heard you refer to her as a sister. So it's been quite a long friendship of these two families. We want to talk today about your mom and dad, and let's start with Eugene Vanderpool. Kind of tell us a little bit about how he started in life, who his parents were, where he was from, and how did he even get to here?
My father was born in Garrett County to a Russell Vanderpool, and his mother was Kitty Lou Shearer. Mm-hmm. And my father was born in 1907. My mother is also from Garrett County. She was born and raised in the Mount Hebron area of Garrett County. And her father was Charlie Duncan, and her mother was Una Montgomery Duncan. So both of them were born and raised in Garrett. I'm not really sure, Doug, how they met. I know they used to like to dance, mm-hmm. and I heard them talk about dancing. And, of course, when the Lawrence Welk show came on, I could also see them get up and dance,
yeah,
because they both liked music. But my father moved. I know we lived in Jessamine County in the Poor Town area, mm-hmm. down close to Cape Nelson. Mm-hmm. And that's also where my father worked for Gulf Oil for like 35 years. So after, in about 1957, our family moved to Louisville, mm-hmm. and he worked for Gulf Oil in Louisville for approximately 2.5 to 3 years. And then we moved to Frankfort, where he finished his career, took early retirement, and moved back to Nicholasville. So mm-hmm. actually, the first place that we lived for before we moved to Louisville and before you were born mm-hmm. was on Union Mill Road,
yeah,
right below David Collins, in that turn that several people have been killed on.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And
it's now property of the school system.
It is. Mm-hmm. And across the street were the woods, mm-hmm. And then not too far down the road were the Muirs, the Reinhammers, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Lanes, mm-hmm. And then on out the road, of course, was where your grandparents lived, the Fanes, and then, of course, the Littles. Mm-hmm. Bobby Teeter mm-hmm. Lived on that road.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your dad's parents and your mom's parents, and you named some names there, and I'm wondering if they had any Jessamine County ties. You mentioned the Shears, the Duncans, the Montgomerys. Were they kin to any of those over here?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Now, so purely Garrett County.
Yes.
Now, let's stay with your dad just for a moment. Did he have siblings?
Yes.
Okay, do you know the names of those people?
Oh, heavens. He had Bruce was a brother, Jay was a brother, Junior was a brother, and then, of course, Mary Alice was a sister. Minnie was a sister.
So a pretty big family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both my mom and dad came from fairly large families. My mother, she had two brothers, Guy and Dan, and then four sisters, Daisy, Lillian, and let's see, it's hard to remember right now, but
well, let me,
both of them came from large families.
Are those two the only ones that ended up in Jessamine County? Did any of those others that you know of?
To my knowledge, just mom and dad.
Okay, all right. Your dad's schooling, the Garrett County system, I guess, both of them?
Both of them.
Yeah. Did they graduate?
Both of them went through the eighth grade.
Okay, which was typical for back then. That was normal.
Have you ever read an eighth grade book back then?
Not back then, but I'd say it was pretty difficult.
I mean, they taught about everything.
Yeah.
They had calculus. They had the book that I looked at, you know, that plane geometry in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
So by the time you were in eighth, you were learning high school stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. When he got out of eighth, what did he do? Did his family farm? What were they involved in?
My grandfather, from the time that I knew him, on both sides, farmed.
Okay.
So I'm assuming
that's what they did.
That's what they did. They were both raised on the farm. My grandfather, both of my grandfathers were fairly elder when I came along, so I don't remember too much about them other than they were at that time retired.
Right. All right. So he farms. What was his first occupation outside of farming? Was it the Gulf?
I think it was the Gulf.
And
Gulf
do we have any idea how that came about? Did he just he heard something was open, and was he not down around the river? Did he?
Well, at one time, if you'll remember, there was two major industries at that time, not like there are now, but fairly big for that time. There was the Canada Dry Distillery.
Right.
That a lot of people worked at.
Right.
And then there was also the Gulf Oil Terminal. Mm-hmm. And they actually barged that gasoline up the river to Cape Nelson. And it's there that it was unloaded in tanks. They've all been torn down now. And, of course, the bottling and the only thing left of the Canada Dry Distillery is the warehouses that
up
you see as you go down 27.
Right.
So that's where he actually started. I think in conversation, that's also where Cleveland Thompson worked.
Really?
At one time. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to check with Carol or somebody like that. But
of course, they were all from Garrett County, too.
Exactly. I think she was a Brogle.
Right.
And
that's right.
They were from Garrett County.
Uh-huh. But
also.
Buena Vista, maybe? Is that sound?
Around,
I think that's right.
Buena Vista.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Uh-huh.
So he gets with Gulf Oil. Now, your mother, was he married at that time? Had they met?
They didn't get married until 1934.
Okay. So he started Gulf prior to that, I guess. And somehow they met. Somehow they hooked
up. Not exactly sure how.
But at that time, did your mom work outside the home?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I don't think she did. The only time I can remember my mother ever working outside the home, that's where it's kind of hard not having an older brother like Mac or somebody that you could draw on.
Right, right.
But I'm not sure. She may have worked at Canada Dry.
Yeah.
A lot of them did.
Okay.
And that may be how they met, you know, because Canada Dry, the bottling house there, is not that far from Gulf Oil offices. So they may have met there. I'm not real sure.
Okay. So they're married in 1934. And at some point in time, and tell us where they lived at this time, they decided it's time to start a family. And by the time they were done, just couldn't get a girl. I mean, these boys just kept coming. Four of you. So let's start talking about the boys now. If you'll tell me who they are, we'll just go by age. Tell me who they are, maybe who they married, who their kids are. We'll just talk and intersperse them there as we go.
Yeah. Now, the first son was born in 1937. That's Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in Jessamine County knew William Vanderpool as Mac.
Right.
And he married a girl from North Carolina by the name of Jackie Pegram.
Mm-hmm.
They had three children.
Mm-hmm.
They had Bobby and Butch.
Mm-hmm.
They actually went to school and they lived on Oak Street.
Yeah, they graduated just here in Jessamine County. In fact, Bobby's still here. Butch in Florida, is that right?
Butch is in Auburndale, Florida.
He's a minister, I think.
He's a minister, yeah. And then he has a home health care company there in Florida. And then Dora Sue still lives here in Nicholasville.
Yeah.
And then Gordon. Actually, Gordon's full name is Eugene.
Named after
he was
your
named
dad?
After my dad's. We always called Eugene Gordon. That's how everybody in Nicholasville knew Gordon. Gordon married Bonnie Doak, a girl from Louisville. That's when after we moved to Louisville, he met her. And they have two girls, mm-hmm. Sherry and Christy.
Before
and
you go on, Mac's occupation.
Mac was a career Marine.
Right.
Mac retired from the Marines, and then he worked for a civil service, mm-hmm. and then he moved to Florida. Mm-hmm. And actually helped run the company that Butch established and started. And that's how the rest of the family wound up in Auburndale, Florida, yeah.
All right, so Mac, I interrupted you there. Gordon, his occupation?
Gordon was an accountant with Kenway Chemical from the right out of, well, he worked for DuPont a little while, and then mm-hmm. he went to Sullivan Business School, mm-hmm. graduated from there, and then went to work for Kenway Chemical. And Gordon finished up his career there, worked there his entire life.
Now, you said they had two girls?
They have two girls.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, Jackie, I know Maxwood is still living.
Yes.
Is Gordon's wife still
living?
Yes. Okay. All right. Then along came Jerry.
Jerry.
All right. Tell me about Jerry.
Now, Jerry's full name was Jerry Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Vanderpool, and the Jackson stood for Dr. Jackson in Danville, Kentucky, who was our family doctor.
Uh-huh.
And Jerry, of course, married Becky Rowland, mm-hmm. Becky had a son, Lenny.
Now, Becky had been married prior.
Yeah, so she had a son, Lenny Cloyd.
Lenny Cloyd, who graduated Jessamine County High. If any of our listeners are out there, he was around 1978, I think. Becky died young, didn't she?
Yes, Becky died of cancer.
Yeah.
In her 40s.
And they had a girl.
Jenny.
Now, do you remember about how old Jenny was when Becky died? She was a little girl.
Jenny, no, I don't really.
Yeah. And she was Jerry's.
Maybe 13.
Yeah, she was young, wasn't
she?
Yeah. So those.
Of course, Jenny works in the courthouse.
Right. She works for County Clerk's Office. That's right.
Office.
And,
we
have to brag, because I know Jenny is listening. I'm not going to say anything about her husband.
Yeah.
You know,
I hope not.
Other than he's goofy. But I will have to say her daughter, of course, is a bowler who just placed
Jessica.
Fifth
mm-hmm.
in the state for girls.
Yeah. Super.
A few weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Has got all of her mother's personality.
She does. She does.
And all of her talents. You know, I don't think she got anything from her
father. Well, let's hope not. And we both know James well enough we can say that and get away with it. So Jerry was next. I meant to ask you, said Mac, I think, died in 2001.
Yes.
Wasn't Jerry next?
Yes.
And when was that?
Jerry died Mac died in 2001. Jerry died in 2008.
Okay.
Gordon died in 2015, which there's some irony there because there's 7 years between their deaths.
Well, let's hope yours doesn't work out.
Well, I was talking to my wife about that this morning.
Yeah, we need to do it in multiples of seven as long as it's like 28 or 35 years.
Exactly,
right? All right, and then you're the baby.
I'm the baby. And I was actually born in 1946. Of course, Jerry was born in 1945. I didn't say that. Mac was 37. Mm-hmm. And Gordon was 44. Mm-hmm. We had a really good family, you know, mm-hmm. four brothers. There was quite a bit of distance between Mac and myself. And, of course, Mac, at an early age, my understanding of it was he forged his name so he could join the Marines, which it sounds, if you know Mac, sounds exactly like something
he would do.
That he would do. And, of course, that he spent the rest of his life with them. And then I came along. Of course, we moved around quite a bit when I was young. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was about in the fifth grade, I guess, when I moved from mm-hmm. Jessamine County. And the interesting aspect of it, though, is that I still remember, even after I moved away, I still remembered a lot of people in Jessamine County. And my mother and dad, of course, were very active in Nicholasville Baptist Church. That was a part of our life. And, of course, Daddy was big with Masonic Lodge, mm-hmm. and he liked to fish. Mm-hmm. And of course, Mother was a great homemaker, and
yes, she was.
And loved to cook. And you know, she never had a driver's license.
Is that right?
My mother
never. I don't know that I ever knew that.
No.
Before you go too far, though, I don't want to get you in the doghouse.
Sure.
We want to mention your wife and kids because I want to make sure.
I married a wonderful girl from Frankfort. Although we didn't date in high school, I came back on leave one time and decided I'd like to go out with her, and she agreed. And so we hit it off, and we got married. And then we have two boys, mm-hmm. David, who lives in Lexington and works for Tempur-Pedic, and Jonathan, who lives in Bowling Green. We have four grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Jonathan has three, and David and Robin, his wife. Mm-hmm. I have a son, Shaw, who was born in Ethiopia and was
really?
Adopted,
yeah.
And we just love him dearly.
Sure.
He's a really good kid. He'll be seven this month, so
yeah.
We're looking forward to his birthday.
Four boys come along, and I'm sure they were typical boys. Your mother, bless her heart, handled all that.
Yes.
You talked about her being a homemaker. Let's talk a little more in depth about them.
Sure.
Personally, as far as Gene is concerned, he worked for Gulf Oil for all those many years. Now, he moved around quite a bit as far as going to Louisville, I think you said Frankfort, back to here.
Right.
When he came, he started in Garrett. What brought him to here, though? Was there a connection to Jessamine County that other than Gulf? Was that it?
I think Gulf was it.
That was it.
I think so.
Okay. And you said that you guys, did they first live on Union Mill? Would that have been the first
No,
place?
The first place they lived was Poor Town.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then the second place they lived was on Sugar Creek Road. And then from Sugar Creek, we moved to Union Mill.
Yeah.
And so Union Mill was probably the longest time period that I remember. Now, they could have lived other places before.
Right.
Poor Town, but those are the places that I remember.
And ended up on Maple.
Well, Maple was when we moved back.
Okay. Well, they were there for quite a while at that point. Weren't
moved
they?
Back.
And for those that are listening, right across the street from Nixville Elementary, it's the house at the corner of Maple and 4th. Right on the corner, the other corner, there's a little church that sits there.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, where I remember them living.
The only neighbor that I know of that still lives there, when I lived there, we moved there in 65.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person I remember that still lives there is Lee Dale Stennett.
Oh, yeah.
He still lives.
Street.
He still lives across the street.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There.
That's right. Very active in the church, as you mentioned. I know they were at Nicholasville Baptist for years, went to Edgewood when it was built, which would have been.
They were charter members of Edgewood.
70, 71, somewhere in there. You know, when you're a young kid, you don't pay a whole lot of attention to people at their age. And when I say their age, they probably, when I remember them, were no older than you are at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But at a young kid, you know, even people like me, we're old. You know, mm-hmm. my youngest daughter we were talking about, I'm old, according to her. But I do always remember the personalities that they had. Both of them, to me anyway, always very jovial, very cordial. And, you know, and he was talking about, I mentioned earlier that you never had a sister, and my mom, and I know that when your mother passed, it was like her own mom had died. You know, you guys, I guess the relationship through the church is how that came about.
Oh, yes.
But were they that way as mom and dad, too?
I can never remember my mother and dad having an angry, what I would consider, fight.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember my mother saying, "Now, Gene."
and that was it.
That was it. And him saying Grace, and that was it. But that's, I don't remember. And as far as jovial, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them really enjoyed, and Daddy really enjoyed practical jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Mom enjoyed being with people. They both enjoyed being with people. And church was their life. That was their social sphere.
Yeah.
And that's where, as the boys grew up with school and church, that's kind of how, that was our social life,
mm-hmm.
too,
right,
until
right.
we graduated and went out on our own. So
you were talking about your mom and work. Let's focus a little bit on her fantastic baking abilities and cooking abilities, if you will. She was known for her pies.
Yes.
That's what I remember. The chocolate ones especially is what I remember so well. She even cooked for some places here in town, didn't she?
Yeah, we talked about that before the show. I couldn't remember, and you reminded me it was Squire's Retreat where Birdie, she worked there during for lunch, and then she worked at the Sandman for the Isons during lunch. And at both places, I know that she did the pastry for them. And, of course, my favorite was always the butterscotch. Most people did like the chocolate, and then she did a fantastic array of pies, yes.
And she was one of those types that could build a meringue that seemed like it was a foot and a half high.
Yeah, all from scratch.
Yeah.
And all a little bit of this and that.
You were talking before the show about how you had done a little work for Dad at the Faulkner and Fane years, and you used to eat at Town, where'd you say?
Town Manor.
In Danville.
Yeah.
I likewise, when he worked at Faulkner and Fane, every once in a while, it wouldn't happen very often, but every once in a while, if Cecil and I were out of school or maybe it was a Saturday, we would get to go to work with him as young children. And he would take us to the Sandman to eat. And I can remember so well being in there and seeing your mom, seeing Miss Crenshaw.
I remember Miss Crenshaw. Uh-huh.
And, of course, Hargis Ison owned that place. And, folks, if you're wondering now where we're talking about, the actual Sandman Hotel and Restaurant is gone. It is a parking lot between what used to be the Chamber of Commerce and the old Dairy Queen, right by the Maple Grove Cemetery. It's right in that area. But I remember so well seeing those ladies and always being excited when I went in and seeing your mother, because I knew I was going to get chocolate pie that day. That was a given. But, she was just the way I would describe Grace, the typical grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She just was that type, just very loving and you know, just cordial to be around, just very enjoyable. And maybe I'm taking away your answer, but in a word, how would you describe Grace Vanderpool?
Oh, just a very loving, kind individual. Just, I never heard my mother say something bad about anybody.
Yeah.
She always would say, now you need to think the best. To remind me, you know, that it's better to think good things than it is bad things.
Sure.
My mother, if you'll remember, not only could cook, but she could teach. She loved going to church. She had a bookcase with, I guess, well over 100 small books of each book of the Bible that she studied. And she had a wonderful, wonderful Sunday school class that just supported her in so many ways. And even though she didn't have a driver's license, never had a driver's license, even though she didn't have one, those people would come by, and all they had to do was say, Grace, let's go.
Yeah.
And she would go.
Yeah.
I mean, she enjoyed being with people, and those people just loved her to death. I just can't say enough about them. I would try to name all of them, but there's no possible way.
And when I mentioned a while ago that my mom felt like her mother had died, there was a lot of ladies that felt that way when Grace passed. What year was that?
Mother died in 1990. I wrote it down here, 1991.
It's been that long.
It's been that long.
91. Oh,
91.
My gosh. That doesn't even seem possible, but I remember it so well. But I do remember, I can, without naming some of the ladies you're thinking about, I know that I can think of. And they did. They looked at Grace like a mom.
Yeah.
What about your dad? Describe him.
Oh, my dad was a jovial, kind, somewhat stern.
Yeah. Well, four boys, he had to be a little bit.
All he had to do, all my mother would have to do is say, wait till your daddy gets home.
Yeah.
And all my daddy would have to do is look at us.
Mm-hmm.
So even though he did believe in discipline, and I did get a couple spankings back when spankings were allowed. I guess they still are, but I guess maybe not as much as they used to be.
And you're like me, Scotty. You probably didn't get one you didn't deserve.
Oh, I know.
Every one I got, I did.
But my daddy, like I said, he enjoyed fishing. I can remember one time when he went to with a group of men from Nicholasville Baptist Church. I think Brother Evans, Pete Evans, was the minister there at that time, and they didn't catch any fish, but they brought back fish that we had at a fish fry and proposed to us that those were the fish that they caught, but in reality, they had stopped someplace there on Kentucky River and purchased those fish that we had for the fish fry. So he enjoyed playing practical jokes and having fun. I can remember that about both of them.
I asked you about your mom, and this is really going to blow my mind. What year did we lose Jean?
Daddy passed away in 1978.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I've often said you really don't realize how quick time passes until you remember family members who have left you.
Exactly.
And you start thinking about that, you realize just how quick that time does pass. I remember, now that you said 78, that was a year before my granddaddy, Roar, died. And I remember very well, even because I was only 15 in 78, 16 almost, but I can remember the sadness that our family had when Gene died. And then the next year, it was, granddad. But I also appreciate the fact that my grandmother and your mother remain constant after that and supportive of each other and helping each other.
Yeah, even after we moved to Louisville, mm-hmm. Your parents and your grandparents especially, we stayed in contact with each other and would mm-hmm. visit with each other. I can remember your granddaddy and your Mr. Cecil. We mm-hmm. called him Miss mm-hmm. Dixie, mm-hmm. is what we called her. And I can also remember when we lived here in Nicholasville, to give you a little bit of the love that we shared with each other. They would. I remember them going on a search committee, and your mother is the one that kept the boys. Mm-hmm. Of course, Mac was not among us at that time, but the three of us, and she would always fry chicken. Mm-hmm. And fried chicken was evidently one of the things that she knew how to do real well because it was really good. And afterwards, she would always take us for a ride, and yeah. she would always head toward Wilmore. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, maybe, just maybe, at that time she was dating somebody that
probably
lived around the Wilmore area. But that's how we got to, our families were really close-knit,
yeah.
and those are really good memories about some of the people here in and around Nicholasville. Of course, the Carpenters mm-hmm. Lived right below us, and that's where he originally started. Carpenter's Dish Barn was there on Union Mill Road.
And it literally was a barn.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, in fact, I think we did a show with Monty about that, and I think it actually was a chicken coop.
It was a chicken house.
Yeah.
Exactly, because we used to go down and help him with the chickens, and then, of course, when he changed it over to the Dish Barn, which moved up on 27, we used to have him when he would go and buy dishes. We would go down and help him unload the trucks.
Yeah.
And on Sundays and Saturdays, it was hard to get up through that area around where they lived.
Yeah,
because there would be so many people
right.
parked there shopping.
One of the things Monty, I think, talked about was that he had gone away somewhere, and when he came back, the cars were so massive, he spent the whole day just trying to get people parked because
yes.
it was just crazy how they did
yes.
that. And, of course, another one of our landmarks that is gone now in Carpenter's Dish Barn.
Right.
How long have you been in Danville?
I've been there since 73.
Yeah.
So, actually, we lived in Mercer County until 77, and then we moved into the Boyle County area and have lived there ever since. So,
of course, you're close enough to see, but, boy, things have changed around here.
Oh, really, they have, yes.
Yeah.
Of course, Jerry and I, of course, had a business up on Commerce Drive called Kentucky Trade mm-hmm. Bindery. And so I've had clients. I was an accountant before I retired. So I had several clients in the Nicholasville area. So I've got to meet a lot of the people
right.
that I grew up with and that our family was associated
sure.
with,
sure.
intermingling with them down through the
yeah.
years.
Well, as we end our program here, Scotty, I don't have to personally tell you my feelings for your parents. You know that, but I will publicly say.
And it goes both ways.
Yeah, it's just two of the best people that ever walked.
Yeah.
As you get older, I think you really, truly start to appreciate those people that were elders in when you were a child. I do, anyway. It's a shame we don't realize that at a younger age, but thank goodness we do realize it at some point. And there's just several couples who I remember, your parents being one of them, that just stand out in my mind. And,
well, I appreciate
the way that.
That
they treated us and our family, and just was just proud to know. But I appreciate you coming in and helping us remember a little more about Gene and Grace Vanderpool, who I'm sure some of our older listeners will remember for a variety of reasons. None, of course, is the great chocolate pies, but even more than that, the jovial and cordial way they treated everybody.
Yeah. And I appreciate it, too. Thanks for having me.
My thanks to Scotty Vanderpool for coming in this morning and giving us a little more information about his parents, Gene and Grace Vanderpool. My thanks to you for coming in also. All Things Jessamine, we'll do it again next Saturday at 11. Don't forget my regular show every weekday morning from 6 until 8 a.m. right here on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.